When President Bush goes to Europe, he'll have lunch with the Queen of England and talk with the Pope. A meeting of the G8, the world's economic powerhouses, plus Russia, also is on the president's schedule. Congress, temporarily at least, has abandoned campaign finance reform. Lawmakers are expected to focus this week on health issues and spending money. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Neither European leaders nor the White House have shifted much since President Bush's last visit on controversial issues including global warming and missile defense. But the successful missile interception over the weekend will certainly color security discussions. On climate change, European leaders are expected to press the president for specific policy proposals. But American University professor Stephen Sylvia says they may not push too hard.
If your goal is to try to improve the environment, then what you want to do is not back the United States into a hardened position that would be a rejectionist position. The idea is to try to bring the United States out to make concrete suggestions as a place to begin further negotiations.
AIDS, trade, and world poverty are the focus of the G8 meeting, which starts on Friday in Genoa, Italy. The slowing economy is also sure to come up in bilateral sessions with the leaders of Britain, France, Germany, Russia, Italy, Japan, and Canada. The White House says there's no set agenda for President Bush's meeting with Pope John Paul II. Mr. Bush is wrestling with a decision on federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, something the Catholic Church opposes. But officials won't say whether the president plans to bring it up with the Pope or when he expects to make his decision. Hearings on stem cell research are scheduled in both House and Senate committees this week. So are discussions on appropriations and faith-based charities. There are just 2 weeks left before Congress breaks for August vacation. Republican Representative David Dreyer said Sunday on CNN's Late Edition, there's a lot to do.
We very much want to focus on a lot of important issues. We're going to be dealing with the patient's bill of rights. We've got the appropriations process. We've got China normal trade relations, trade promotion authority, stem cell research,
all right,
which is something very important.
And campaign finance reform.
Dreyer's Republican colleague Chris Shays interrupted to try and include campaign finance reform on Dreyer's list. But talking about it on talk shows appears to be all Shays and his allies are sure to get at this point. Supporters of a soft money ban say they'll use parliamentary procedures to get the vote that didn't happen last week. Some significant party disagreements will have to be cleared up first. The looming fights now are over Medicare reform and appropriations. The two are closely tied as general budget surpluses are falling and Medicare money may be used to help cover other programs. Money for the military is expected to provoke a particularly fierce debate on both policy and politics. Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman addressed the issue Sunday on CNN.
My gripe, my argument with the Bush administration is that they have squandered so much of our resources on this enormous tax cut, which goes mostly to people who need at least and is way beyond what we can afford, that there's not enough left over for defense.
It's not up for a vote, but members of Congress are also talking about how lawmakers should respond to the ongoing investigation into missing intern Chandra Levy, who was reportedly having an affair with Democratic Representative Gary Condit. One Republican says if infidelity is the test, there are a number of members of Congress who should be investigated. But Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott suggested Condit may need to step down. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.